You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Happy New Year. Welcome back to the Study Clicks podcast.
Oh, Happy New Year. It's 2020. Woohoo. Who'd believe it? It's such a nice round year. Two 20s.
Yeah, I always feel like the even years go better than the odd years.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's the year of the rat, which is very exciting for all the rats out there.
Particularly to all those rats listening right now.
You know, they got such a hard time back with the plague, but I really feel like this is their year.
This is the year of the rat.
Anyway, we really hope that you had a lovely Christmas. I'm sure you all did. And if not, well, it's a new year and
time new year, to, new you.
Yeah, fresh start. Jinx!
It's like we're sisters.
Lol. Yeah, so if anyone is actually listening for the new year for the first time, you don't really have to go back and listen to the start or anything. You can listen to whatever podcast suits you. But for those of you who don't know who the hell is talking into the microphone right now, I'm Emer. I work for StudyClicks. I do various bits and bobs trying to help you get those best marks.
And I'm Nessa. I'm Emer's sister, but I also do the social media for StudyClicks. So if you're not already, StudyClicks is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Snapchat. So you should be following us on all of those because, I mean, we have funny memes, we do study tips, and we also do really cool competitions a lot of the time. So we're definitely worth following.
Yeah. So most of you probably already know that and you know the general layout of our podcasts. We actually had a little bit of a break there over the Christmas, so hopefully you didn't miss us too much. But we are back and rearing to go with this new, fresh, brand new year. And this podcast is going to be relatively short. We just want to give a couple of updates about the website, maybe a few new study tips for moving forward now into the next term. So yeah, it's just going to be a quick back to school, new term, Study Clicks update podcast.
Yes, because I know January is probably most people's least favorite month of the year, and going back to school after Christmas can be one of the most depressing things in the world.
Oh man, yeah. And I mean, you still have dark mornings.
It's still so dark.
The weather is usually really bad and
so cold.
These are all reasons to feel terrible.
Yeah.
We know that it's not an easy time of year, and a lot of people's mental health, regardless of age, regardless of what you're doing, does tend to sort of deteriorate around this time of year. So mind yourself, mind the people around you. Obviously, that's first and foremost, kind of check in with people, even the people you think aren't in trouble or always seem happy. Just check in with your friends. Christmas isn't easy for everyone, and it's good to check in when you go back to school with your friends and just make sure that everyone's still having a good time, still feeling good about the exams, not stressing, not worrying too much. And yeah, that's kind of just our first piece of advice when you're going back to school. Just check in on everyone. Make sure you're okay. Check in with yourself. How do you feel about the upcoming term? Are you confident? If not, what can you do to try and make yourself more confident of what's ahead? Things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And like Emer said, I think, like, don't forget that, like, if you feel like you're suffering this time of year, and just talk to other people, and that will kind of shed some light on how other people are feeling too. And I feel like it's a big part of any, like, the basics of mental health is sharing it with others and saying out loud how you're feeling. So,
but yeah, I mean, opening up to other people also lets them open up to you. So there's nothing wrong with being honest and open with other people. But that's very deep for the first podcast of the year.
How did we get into that so quickly?
Wow. Our main point is that it is a hard time of year because the weather and the cold, and you just had a lovely holiday and you don't want to go back to school.
I really do wish it was still Christmas.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Christmas is great.
Yeah.
For most people.
For most people.
But our point is you are in charge of how you feel about the time of year.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of people will agree, okay, it's terrible, everyone hates January. However, you don't have to think that, because we've mentioned this in other podcasts, you are 100% in control of how you feel about something. So we're not going to go too deep into it this time. We already did on a podcast on it. But if you are feeling that you're not feeling confident or happy, or you're sort of in a bad mood all the time, and your attitude is generally just bad about school and being back in school, then go check out our podcast on how to have a positive attitude towards studying, towards school, towards exams, because we go through kind of different steps on how you can just make everything a little bit easier on yourself by changing the way you think, by changing your mindset.
Yeah, and you'll be surprised at how easily you can make yourself do it as well. So yeah, as long as you have a positive approach to things and you don't dismiss things really quickly, you could be surprised at like how much better you make yourself feel. So now that we're in 2020, anyone doing Leaving Cert or Junior Cert, you have your big exams coming up at the end of the school term. And it might seem scary now, it's coming closer, but we are here to remind you, as people who work for StudyClicks, that StudyClicks is always going to be there to help you study. So with that, we want to just add a few updates that you might not have been aware of with the site.
Yeah, so we have some exciting new additions to the website. First of all is our search bar, which we added recently, but maybe not everyone got to see it.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with the site, then you'll know beforehand if you were searching for something.
There was no way of doing it.
There was no way to kind of just look for a specific word or anything like that, but now you can. So if you're looking up, I don't know, positive attitudes,
yeah,
and you want to find our podcast on that, you just have to put in the word into the search bar and it is there for you. It'll come up with various results for that keyword that you've put in. Mm-hmm. So it's a really, really helpful tool if you're trying to find something specific. Again, StudyClicks tries to save you as much time as possible, whether it's study, whether it's using StudyClicks. So that's our latest time saver, is just you have a search bar now and you can just search for whatever you need in that moment.
Even if you remember seeing like a discussion from a couple of months back that had really helpful advice in it and you're like, oh no, I never bookmarked that discussion. If you remember any words from it, search that too. It searches discussions, it searches videos and notes. It searches everything, baby.
Yeah, it's a great tool. So start using that if you have any trouble using the site and finding things you need. So another feature that is coming soon to StudyClicks, which we wanted to update you about, is our maths video solutions. So they're not yet available on the site, but they will be really soon. So do keep an eye out. Yeah, keep an eye out for them. We will also be updating everyone on the site. So look out for a little message that will pop up from us. We'll let you know as soon as they're live. But we just are so excited about them that we can't keep it in any longer. But just they are going to be this really cool tool for anyone struggling with maths, or even if you're not struggling with maths, if you just want a little extra help.
They're really good.
They will be coming out hopefully really soon. We just need to put the finishing touches on them. So in the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we're not quite sure yet, but they will be out really soon. We promise you that.
These are an absolute godsend. I wish maths was my weakest subject when I was at school, and I felt like just seeing an answer fully worked out in the video is so beneficial. So anyone who's doing maths at all, they're going to be such a lifesaver.
Yeah, so basically what we've done is for every exam question for the state exam papers at the moment, and we'll also be adding the mock papers soon, we have a video solution for them. So we have someone who is doing out the answer in video form. You can see exactly how they get their answer, what they do to get there. It's really helpful. There's even extra tips within the videos on specific, maybe it's a theorem and we give extra information on that theorem, or a particular type of formula that you have to use. There's all these extra little tips and tricks. So it's not just, you're not just getting the marking scheme and the answer, you're getting so much more. And it's such a huge help for maths, because we know maths can be a real sticker for a lot of people. Mm. So hopefully that is going to be a really huge help for a lot of you out there. And yeah, it's all the more reason to upgrade to Plus or Premium if you haven't already, because you will not be able to see all of them if you're on Basic. But yeah, I mean, we already have so many other great things and so many other great reasons to upgrade. But if you're on the fence, then I really think that's the one that will set it over the line, because it is such a helpful tool.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Really good resource. Another thing that happened over Christmas is that the SEC, the SEC released the timetables for the Junior Cert and Leaving Cert, which is always, it can be so daunting. And even before Christmas, I can still seem like, oh my God, it's so far away. But seeing it in front of you just kind of makes it more real. On StudyClicks, we have the timetables up as well. So you can screenshot them to have them on your phone. We recommend that you write them down, put them in your own calendar. StudyClicks, we have a yearly planner. So if you want one of those, just message us and we'll send you a link and you can print that out, have it up on your wall, and you can see for the whole year and when your exams are on. And it can be really useful, because then you can kind of plan how you want to study, or you can plan those 2 weeks.
Yeah, so like it's every year, it's always English is the first exam. So you then know maybe it's not that relevant just yet, but closer to the time, you can then say, okay, I'm not going to study DCG or music or whatever the exam that comes on usually in later on in the month. You might decide, okay, I'm going to leave studying that for a while and try and focus on English now because it's coming up first. Yeah. It's logical stuff, but still, the sooner you get the timetable, the sooner you can start planning things like that. So,
yeah, and always being aware of it just kind of helps as well.
Yeah, it's sort of, it does, like you said, make it real and like, oh my God, okay, this is happening. This is on its way.
That exam, that is for me. I will be there.
Yeah, and it doesn't need to be anxiety inducing or anything like that. It's just sort of like, okay, this is happening. And this, maybe for some people, it might be a nice little, not necessarily wake up call, but just sort of like, oh, okay, yeah, I need this now to start studying. The timetable is out.
Yeah.
Let's get moving.
And then you can also mark the day that your last exam is on. You can put a big sun face on it. Woo-hoo. And then lots of sun faces afterwards to remind yourself there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. As in this, you're halfway there, you know, you've already gotten as far as Christmas break and now you just need to get as far as the summer. You will get there. You've done it before. So
yeah, I find that the after Christmas, the term just absolutely flies. Goes so much quicker than September to December.
Because there's so many little breaks in between. Yeah. You've got midterm coming up and then after midterm there's the Easter breaks. And if you're in Leaving Cert, then there are other like little exams and things like that that sort of just, there's always something going on, whether it's your music practical or you have a project deadline coming up or the orals or things like that. This is like, from here until the exams, there's always something going on. So you're always kept busy. And that's nothing to be afraid of. It's actually really good because it just keeps you focused and it makes time move fast. So if you're worried about like, oh, these exams are never going to come, I still have so much time ahead of me that I have to do this stupid thing.
Yeah.
It, trust me, it will fly by. And before you know it, it'll be the day of the exam.
I still can't get over how quickly the term after my final term or the final 4 months of Leaving Cert went. It's the quickest 4 months of my life. It was crazy.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind that it will go faster than you think it will. So don't ever say, oh, I don't need to start doing major study yet because it's still so far away. That time will creep up on you. So start now. I assume most of you will have already started doing a little bit, if not a lot already. But for those of you who maybe need a little push, do remember that that time will creep up on you pretty quick. So start putting in the time now and you will not regret that.
You'll never regret not studying.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, if you're in third year or sixth year, you're going to have mocks coming up and they're right around the corner. They are literally next month. So for most schools anyway. And I think just having the mocks and then being so similar to the state exams will really kind of get you into gear anyway. But it is really important that you start preparing for them now and you start preparing for them like their exams. And again, that's where StudyClicks is here to help. We have so much to help you out with preparing, because especially if you have premium, you have access to all the mock papers. So we recommend you do as many state exam papers as you can, do as many mock papers as you can. We have videos, we have notes.
Yeah, use the quiz feature as well if you're trying to do little bits of revision. Obviously, StudyClicks' big thing is studying by topic, because it makes studying just way more manageable if you break it down topic by topic. So if you want to do little tests once you've finished revising a topic, go to our quizzes tool, take a little test on a topic and see your results. And then it's just a really handy way of just tracking how you're getting on. And that's a good way, if you're a bit disorganized in the run up to the mocks and you don't know what you really need to study on, it's a good idea to use something like the quizzes so you can keep track of what topics you've already covered, where you need to improve, things like that.
They're so quick. They're so efficient. You can do a quiz in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because like, especially a lot of the problem with studying is like, you go to sit down, you're like, I've just finished my homework. I should probably be asleep in a few hours. Even if you just do one little quiz, it's any little helps when it comes to studying. So yeah, never tell yourself you don't have time. There's so much to do. And StudyClicks is here to help you.
Yeah. And we're not going to go too deep into the mocks right now. We're going to release a specific podcast just on the mocks very soon. And that will go into more detail then on how you can prepare, how to deal with your results, things like that. But just on a very brief note about the mocks for this podcast, don't worry too much, but do start studying now because you will not regret it. And StudyClicks is your one-stop shop for everything mock related, because we have all the past papers and everything that you can use to study. So do take advantage of your StudyClicks account.
Yeah, absolutely. So many resources out there to help you.
Yeah. And another thing that's coming up for just the Leaving Cert students is the CAO is coming up soon. Again, we're going to have another podcast coming out for that, so we're not going to go too deep into it at the moment, but just do keep in mind that that is creeping up as well. So start thinking about what you want to put on it. I'm sure a lot of you already know, but start doing a little bit of research if you can on what might be the course that you'd like to do, or maybe you don't want to do a course, but just it's something to have in the back of your mind as well. But stay tuned for our podcast next week on that instead, where we're going to release one on how to fill out the CAO form and
how to research for it.
Yeah, how to make that decision and different various pieces of information you kind of need on that.
And finally, for anyone who's listening this week, StudyClicks is going to be at the Young Scientist in the RDS. So anyone who's going to be at that, please do be sure to check us out.
There should be a nice big robot walking around the hall, so make sure to run up to them and give them a big hug, or come say hi to us at the stand. Say hi to the robot. We'll be giving out lots of free goodies.
Ask the robot to floss.
We can give out any help if anyone is looking for specific questions. You can come talk to us. We are there all day and happy to talk to anyone who comes to us. So,
and there's free stuff as well.
Free stuff.
There's always free stuff.
Yeah, we're running competitions as well.
Be sure to find us.
Come check us out.
Tickets.
Yeah, or you can keep up. You can keep in touch with us on social media. We'll be posting updates of all of that on the social media.
So yeah, I'll be posting all day on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. So keep an eye on our socials and we'll be giving you updates.
Yeah, but that's it. We're going to keep it short and sweet for today. We've got another podcast coming next week on the CAO for you Leaving Certs out there. Otherwise, if you have any other suggestions of what we could do for future podcasts, if you have any questions, anything like that, you can just get in touch at any time via the site and our messaging system, or you can email us at info@studyclicks.ie.
You can also quickly message any of the social media platforms, you know, just send a DM on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter. You can contact us on any of those. It's so easy. So yeah, don't be afraid. Send a message.
Yeah, so we're going to leave it there.
We hope that, you know, we've inspired some positivity on this dark, potentially cold January day. So best of luck with the new term.
Yeah, just keep it in mind that your own attitude and your happiness and everything like that is in your own hands. Check out for those around you. Check in with yourself. Make sure that you're organized and well planned for the months ahead. You got this.
You very much got this.
You can do this. And if you ever need any advice or anything like that, you know where to turn.
You know where to find us. We're always there.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and all the best for the new term. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.